Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 6. Moses buried. Let me read verse 6 to you. I'll start with verse 5. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord had said. I've looked at that. Now this. He buried him. God buried him. God buried him in Moab, in the valley opposite Beth Peor. But to this day, no one knows where his grave is. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 6. Moses died and God buried him. Now, let me be controversial here. I can't help it. I want to speak as I see. He was buried, not cremated. And as I come into the new covenant, and having experienced this with someone very close to me, I can assure you the picture of the burial, the sowing of the seed and the rising again in the resurrection, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4, and so on. Such pictures are so powerful, so clear to me, so wonderful. We sow in weakness, we bury in mortality, and we rise again to newness of life in the coming resurrection. So let me stress that. That is where I stand, and that's what I see in the Old and New Testaments. Look at Moses' burial. It's plain, unadorned, no razzmatazz, no great ceremony. It's an unknown grave. It's an unvisited grave. And I'm reminded of my friend, now long since deceased. My friend used to say this. He said, I don't care, he said, what kind of exit I have, so long as I have an abundant entrance. He was referring to 2 Peter 1 verse 11. What he was meaning was, it's not the greatness of my burial. It's not the numbers there. It's not the eulogies. It's not the exit. It's not my reputation. It's not the razzmatazz of that day. It's the glory of the resurrection. But people think about their eulogies and the burials and the gravestones and the flowers and all that. My friend, think about this. Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Death is not the end. The burial is not the important thing. The death itself is not the important. It's the reality of the eternity to come. Beware of pomp and splendor and deceit. I've written a book on it. Deceit in death. Beware of that deceit. Get to the reality. Moses has looked over the land, and in picture form he has seen Christ. Brother and sister, we don't just look in picture. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us, and we have Christ to go to. Whatever the text means today, you will be with me in paradise. Where Christ is, we are. You shall be with me where I am. John 17. Blessed be God's name for that. There's no shrine here. There's no relics here. There's no praising of Moses. This is the great leader, one of the greatest leaders in the world ever. The great leader of Israel, Moses. But his death is an unknown grave, unvisited, unattended by mourners. He died in weakness. Not physical weakness. That was not there. But he died in this mortality, but he rises, he will rise again in the coming resurrection. How much things today, how much the things which are irrelevant, the flowers, the eulogies, the minister's words, how much these are treasured. Think of what God says, what Christ says. Think of the glorious resurrection. Think of the judgment to come. Think of the big picture. Now, I'm going to indulge myself. I have that opportunity. There's two hymns. There are two hymns by a man called James Deck, 19th century writer. Two hymns which I love on this subject. And I've chosen for my own burial, I've chosen that four verses. I've chosen two, I think, from each of these two hymns will be sung. I've combined them together. But I'm going to indulge myself. And in this discourse, I'm going to read and close with one of these hymns by James Dax. And God willing, in the next discourse I will use the other hymn. He's speaking about the graveside, Moses' burial. Thou hast stood here, Lord Jesus, beside the still cold grave, and proved thy deep compassion and mighty power to save. Thy tears of tender pity, thine agonizing groan, teach how for us thou feelest, now seated on thy throne. Thou hast lain here, Lord Jesus. He's not only attended a grave, Lazarus' grave, but he has lain here. He's been buried himself. Thyself the victim then, the Lord of life and glory, once slain for wretched man. From sin and condemnation, when none but thou could save, thy love than death was stronger, and deeper than the grave. Yes, thou wast here, Lord Jesus, but thou art here no more. The terror and the darkness, the night of death are o'er. Great captain of salvation, thy triumphs now we sing. O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? We wait for thine appearing, we weep, but we rejoice. In all our depths of sorrow, we still can hear thy voice. I am the resurrection. I live who once was slain. Fear not, thy friend and brother or sister shall rise with me and reign.